Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show. Now, here's your host, Ray Eye.
This magic moment. So different and so new, but like any other. And then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes. Everything I want I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment.
Welcome back to the campfire. Came back with a little magic moment. This is a magic moment. Springtime, turkeys are gobbling, owls are a-hooting. A great time to be alive. Here we are, March 23rd, marching toward our spring turkey season. Turkey seasons are open in the south, and it'll be here before we know it. We're going to talk a little bit about college fishing, a little bit about fishing, and we're going to talk about the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Let's do a little intro for our next guest.
5 a.m. can't come soon enough for folks like these. There's more than just a job to do, so they hit their knees. No, they recognize the need for all they do to provide a better future outdoors for me and you. There's no challenge that they won't work through. So they tirelessly keep going on. They work their fingers to the bone. Spend way too much time afield and away from home. You can be sure they know what all this hard work is for. So now we honor you as legends, legends of the outdoors.
Right on the line with us, we got the Legends of the Outdoors founder, great friend, fisherman, duck hunter, all-around nice guy, Mr. Gary Mason. Hey, Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ray, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to get you back on the show. Enjoy having you on. Got lots of things going on. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, but before we get into that, you've been doing some really cool stuff with Bethel University with bass fishing. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that program?
Well, Ray, back in 2009, I started America's first collegiate scholarship. Kids can go to school for fishing, the sport of bass fishing, and they can get a scholarship to do that. So now I have 30 young people on my team, and we have won 6 national championships, and we're working on this year. We're school of the year. We're ahead of school of the year points right now, so we're trying to see if we can't win that and other national championships again.
How do you find these young men or these fishermen that you got involved in this?
Fortunately for us, we've been doing it long enough now that a lot of these kids are coming to us. I've got 2 kids from Washington State. I've got a kid from Pennsylvania, North Carolina, South Carolina. We've got kids from all over. I think we've got, out of the 30 kids we've got about probably close to 23 or 24 states covered. So these kids come to us, so they want to be a part of what we're doing there at Bethel, and it's just a great feeling to have them want to be a part.
That's just good. It's a great thing, having a program like that, getting those young people involved in the outdoors.
Absolutely. You know, these kids all have hunted and fished most of their life. To get them on a college level fishing the sport or participating in the sport of fishing that they love is just absolutely great. You know, it's kind of like that Kevin Costner movie. If you build it, they will come. Well, I truly believe that, and we've built it, and sure enough, they're coming.
Who do they compete against? Who does your teams compete with?
We compete against, there's over 700 colleges now that's got either a club sports bass team or I think there's about 15 coached programs, including a couple in Missouri. But we compete against everybody. We'll compete against Missouri, Tennessee, Alabama, Ole Miss, Auburn, Mississippi State, and others, Illinois, Indiana, all the big schools that's got teams. Anyone that wants to come to a tournament, we compete against, and we compete on 3 different tournament trails, Bass Pro Shop, Boat US Trail, Bassmasters Trail, and the FLW Trail. So
good stuff. Good stuff, Gary. You know, we're getting into the spring. Here we are in March, the latter part of March, and fishing's going on. And maybe some of our listeners don't realize that you're quite the fisherman, too. You do a lot of fishing. So why don't you tell us about what's going on with fishing? What's good to catch some fish this time of year?
Well, it depends on which species of fish you're talking about. But right now, bass all over the south are getting ready to go up on the beds, and crappie are moving up shallower. You know, everything, the water temperature's starting to warm up, and everything's thinking about spawning. So the fish in our region are thinking about moving up on spawning grounds, and as they do, they become more susceptible to being able to catch them on a rod and reel. Catfish is not far behind. May, bluegill, and shellcrackers will be biting, red ear sunfish, as we call them, but just a really great time to get out on the water if you'll take a kid with you.
Absolutely, take a kid with you. I see you've been doing some promotions and some seminars, and I see you in a store setting with a bunch of lures on the rack. Did I see your name on those lures?
You did. I'm fortunate enough that I've got several products out there with my name on them. You know, of course, the Cedar Hill game calls, have got a couple of turkey calls with my name on them, a duck call. But we've just come out with a brand new spinner bait, both for crappie fishing and for bass fishing. It's made by Billy Phillips Lure Company, and they've got Charlie Brewer Slider skirts on them. We're really excited about them, and right now you can get them at Charlie Brewer Slider Company just by going on their website and ordering them.
Good stuff, good stuff. Well, one of the main reasons, of course, I've got you on the show like we do every year, I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. I see you've already posted. It looks like we're going to be August 17th this year coming into the Hall of Fame. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going to go on this year?
Yeah, you know, Ray, each and every year we put on a big event in Nashville on the General Jackson Showboat. And it's pretty much a weekend-long event. We also do a meet and greet at Bass Pro Shops there in Nashville at the Opryland Bass Pro Shops. And people come from all over the country. You know, celebrities, you've been there many, many times, and a lot of other folks. But we induct people from all over our outdoors industry into the Hall of Fame. And we do other awards, like the American Outdoorsman Award, the Ray Scott Trailblazer Award, and a lot of other awards that we do to honor companies and great individuals that have made huge impact on our outdoors industry of hunting and fishing. And we cover the whole outdoors industry in those areas.
Any tips on who might be going in this year? Any idea?
I'll go ahead and let the cat out of the bag, Ray, on a couple of three that I know that are going in this year that we've already confirmed. You know, Miss Sherry Crumley, Jim Crumley's wife, Miss Sherry Crumley. Jim and Miss Sherry, of course, have done wonders for the turkey hunting industry, and then they created and invented the tree bark camouflage back years ago, which was really one of the predecessors of the American camouflage market that we know today. Also, Mr. John Stevens. John is from Stuttgart, Tennessee. He's a champion of champions duck caller, owns R&T Duck Call Company, and right down there beside Max Prairie Wings, and John's going to go in. And then another one is Mr. Pete Shipley. Mr. Pete, of course, is the owner and founder of PSC Bows, C Archery, and so Mr. Pete will be going in. Last year, he received the American Outdoorsman of the Year Award, and this year he'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So those are three right there that I can go ahead and tell you we'll be going in this year on August 17th.
Good stuff, good stuff. Always good food, good time, good fellowship with everybody. Everyone, I couldn't believe last year when I got there they were lined up to get on the riverboat, and we had a great event. Our great friend Linda Powell from Mossberg was inducted, and every year it just gets bigger and more exciting, and you do a great job with that, Gary, and appreciate you letting our listeners know who's going in, because I don't think you guys have actually released this yet.
No, we hadn't. Like I said, I'm letting the cat out of the bag, so... But we have not released it as of yet, but we will probably in the next 2 weeks. And then, you know, of course, it's open to the public. You can buy a chair or a table or bring a whole group of folks if you want to meet some of the world's greatest outdoor hunting and fishing celebrities or just old country boys like me and you.
That's right. That's right. And how can they get information?
They can contact me through my website, which is legendsoftheoutdoors.com. They can go to the bottom of the page, and all of my contact information there, including the email and cell phone number. Or they can pick up the phone and call me at 731-693-7770, and we'll hook them up with tickets.
Yeah, or they can contact us here at the radio show, and we'll be glad to put them in touch with you. Gary, thank you, brother. I appreciate you coming on with me this morning. Take the time. I know you're busy out there with those kids, with the fishing, and work with the tournaments and stuff, so I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Hey, Ray, listen, thank you so much for having me, and come on down to Tennessee, and let me put you on a big old turkey gobbler.
All right, brother. Thank you, Gary. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Ray.
That was Mr. Gary Mason, Legends of the Outdoors, National Hall of Fame. We need to take a break, and we're going to see you on the other side with Story Time, a boy's first turkey. In our eyes.